China elected to World Health Organization Executive Board. By John Hayward on May 30, 2022. China was elected to the World Health Organization's WHO Executive Board on Friday. Even though the Chinese gave false information to WHO during the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, obstructed investigations into the origin of the coronavirus, and persecuted Chinese doctors who tried to raise early warnings about the plague that would ravage the world. UN Watch Executive Director Hillel Noya was astounded and horrified that China could take an executive seat with the United Nations Health Agency, with no apparent objections from member nations in the free world. Was a doctor in Wuhan who was brutally silenced by the Chinese Communist Party when he tried to warn other doctors about a SARS-like respiratory disease spreading rapidly through his city. His death at the age of 34 in February 2020, purportedly from a Chinese coronavirus infection, sparked outrage across China and around the world. As Noya noted, the past week has not exactly been a triumph for the United Nations. In addition to China's ascension to the WHO Executive Board, terrorism-supporting countries forced the WHO World Health Assembly to condemn Israel as a unique health risk. Also during the past week, nuclear rogue state North Korea outrageously became chair of the UN Conference on Disarmament. And UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet gave Beijing a propaganda coup by failing to investigate or condemn the Uyghur genocide during her visit to occupied East Turkestan, the region China refers to as Xinjiang. Columnist Ross Clark of The Spectator noted on Saturday that the WHO executive board is now stuffed with small countries, many with lousy human rights records, which will not dare to challenge China or which will not have the political clout to do so. Clark argued the election of China to the executive board was further proof that WHO has lost all credibility, even as the Biden administration is trying to give the organization more influence and authority.